Florida State University takes the nation's vitals, and the diagnosis is a lack of physicians. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. It's our top 10 of 2010 series. 10 years ago, the Florida legislature gave Florida State University the go-ahead on one of its greatest endeavors to date. A decade later, that endeavor has turned into one of the most effective experiments in medical education in the nation. On any ordinary evening in the Florida State College of Medicine, diligent students pass quietly through the halls, often drawing their eyes from their books only long enough to see where they're going. This, however, is no ordinary evening. The med school atrium is abuzz, scrubs tucked away for a night as folks enjoy a snazzy celebration. The occasion, the College of Medicine's 10-year anniversary. For one of the youngest medical schools in the nation, this is a particularly enjoyable occasion.
In other words, not everyone was taking bets that we would actually succeed or that we deserved to develop.
As the captain of this ship, College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty stands proud and tall as he welcomes the crowd to the event.
Not everyone believed we would have graduated 336 students to date, or that two-thirds of those are now practicing who have completed residency training are now in primary care. But certainly we want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to help make this dream a reality and to be here with us as we celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Florida State's medical school is based on a decentralized model that focuses on patient-centered primary care medicine. It sends third and fourth year medical students to one of its 8 regional campuses to get hands-on, in-the-field training. This, says Fogarty, turned the traditional clinical care-based model on its head.
I think it's even better and bigger than anybody expected. All of the naysayers that we had in our early years are now saying, this is really working.
And it seems people in the highest of places are taking notice.
We're at a time in our country when I fear courage is in short supply.
This is Dr. Darrell Kirch, president and CEO of the Association of American Medical Colleges. And tonight, he's the celebration's keynote speaker.
You're doing a wonderful job. We have a lot of work left to do. I really look forward to joining you in that task. Thank you. I couldn't resist the opportunity to come down, first of all, to see up close and personal what the program has done. But also, given the sense I had that it's experienced great success, I just wanted to be here to help celebrate the success. I look at medical students and I say, would I want this person as my doctor? All the students I've met here, I would be pleased to have as my doctor taking care of me when I'm most in need.
You just can't ask for a better referral. As we continue our look back on the top stories of 2010 tomorrow, Florida State University opens another major facility, the newly renovated Ruby Diamond Auditorium. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.